Hey guys, Ty Colin here from KindleCashflow.com, and I'm actually out doing something that I haven't done in a while, actually taking a walk. I think the last time I've taken a walk is about a week ago. Normally I like to come out at least every day or every other day on the trail and just have a good time, have a clarity moment. There's nothing like getting out and just walking in nature to just reset things for you. You know, speaking of reset, I want to talk to you about, you know, right now, if you're watching this is probably during the holiday seasons, right? Like, it's just after Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming up, then we have the new year. This year has been tough for a lot of people. 2020 has been a very interesting year, to say the least. We've dealt with COVID. We've dealt with, you know, the economy has been kind of bad for some people, kind of really good for some people. People like myself who are into digital publishing and Kindle publishing, it's been really good. But for some people, it's been really bad. You know, it's been terrible for some people. People that are in restaurant business and service businesses and things like that. You know, there's a lot of people that have had health issues that have been or have not been related to COVID. I know we've got a family member, someone who's really near and dear to us that's actually in the hospital right now, dealing with COVID. And it's a battle. Like, you know, you might be going through something right now in your life that is just really not positive. It's something that's challenging you. It's something that is making you kind of question things. And I just want to let you know that, man, this is not, it's not going to last forever. It's not going to be here. Hopefully it's not going to be here next year. Hopefully it's not going to be here, you know, a month from now. We have these things in life that come and test us every once in a while. And sometimes we'll have a series of tests that come back to back, right? Man, I remember certain times in my life where I would have test after test that would come in. And you kind of wonder, like, why me? Like, why does this come in at this point, you know? And then you wonder, like, geez, how many tests are you going to give me? I just got out of one. You mean to tell me I'm going into another one? But regardless of whatever you're going through right now, I want to give you a couple of things to help you with coping, all right? As a matter of fact, I'll let you in on something personal. So my wife and my family, we're going through something with our oldest daughter right now. She's having some mental health issues, and it's been really challenging on our family. And but the steps that I'm going to give you here are things that I actually use. And I kind of got some of these things just going over and experiencing obstacles in life, whether those are obstacles from the health side of things, whether they were obstacles when dealing with children, as we're dealing with our daughter now, whether they were obstacles from the business side, right? Where we've had like major business crises or financial crises or health crises or dealing with, you know, loved ones who have had major issues, but just the stuff that life throws your way, right? Because life will, you know, you think you're a good batter and life will throw you a curveball every once in a while, right? It'll say, I'm going to see how good you are. And the first coping mechanism I want to give you is something that I actually got from my mother, Mrs. Al Precious Cohen, who many of you know if you've been watching me for a while. My family lost to stage 4 colon cancer last year, November 10th. Like, she was our matriarch. She was the person that was our foundation in the family. And I got so many lessons out of her that I've shared with you guys, and I've shared with my family and my children and people that I meet on a day-to-day basis as I'm traveling the world. And so, as you may know, I was born with sickle cell anemia, so that caused me to be in the hospital a lot as a kid. Even, you know, as I got older, being in the hospital a lot. But I remember, you know, being 10, 12 years old, being in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks and in this major pain crisis and having IV flowing through, having needles in my arms and in my veins. Good day. How are you? Good day. We got some great people out here. Right? So, But being in the hospital and, you know, at 10, 12 years old, 15, 16 years old, and being in there for 2-3 weeks, and I would often say to my mother, like, Mom, why me? Like, why did God, why did I have to be chosen? Why did, you know, why did I have to be born with this? Like, there's other kids that could have been born with this. You know, and I would feel sorry for myself. My mom would always catch me. And she would say, Ty, you know, there's always someone that has it worse than you. There's always someone that has it worse than you. There's someone that, you know, there's a kid out there that has AIDS that will not be leaving the hospital. There's some parents that just lost their kid to sickle cell anemia, because with sickle cell anemia, it causes premature death. It causes early death. I was actually told that I wouldn't live past the age of 17, if you guys don't know my story. She would say there's someone who not only has sickle cell, but they're also battling cancer. Right, so she would give me all of these different perspectives. There's someone who's homeless and who has sickle cell, or who's homeless and has cancer or AIDS, right? And almost immediately, that would change the way that I thought about my condition. And it's something that I've used up to this day, even with the situation that we're dealing with right now with my oldest daughter, right? And as she's struggling with her mental health issues, I'm saying to myself, you know, I am so grateful that we still have her to love, that we still have her and our family, that we still have her presence here, because it could be worse. There's parents that are dealing with much bigger issues. There's parents that have lost children. There's parents that have just had major issues, right? So the first thing I want to share with you is always know that there's someone that has it way worse than you do, right? That has it way worse than you do. The second thing is, know that, like, these tests that come, they're just that. They're just a test. And they don't come to stay, they come to pass. Like, I've had so many issues in life that have been tested. You know, I say to my wife all the time, when we get one of these things, I say, well, what am I gonna do? You know, DJ Quick, the rapper, he says, you know, either when it comes to an obstacle, either we could be strong or we could lay down and cry about it. You know, and he says it in a different way, but basically that's the message. Either you're gonna be strong, or you could just give up. And giving up does nothing. It doesn't do anything to solve the problem. We all have this inner strength in us that can just be used to help us to overcome not only that problem, but anything else that we know that we're gonna face in the future. And as long as you know that it has not come to stay, but it has come to pass, then you'll be in a good position. The third thing is, get out, right? Like, whenever you have a problem, don't sit there and, like, let it consume you. Get out, take a walk, as I'm doing right now, right? See so many people. You probably just saw the group of people that was walking just now, or I think they were on bikes, and they're like, hey, they're trying to wave in my video and everything else, right? So get around people that are going to open things up for you. You don't even have to know the people. I didn't know those people, right? But just being out, I could sit home and, you know, kind of wallowing, well, why is my daughter doing this and why is she doing that? But instead, I'm out. I choose to get out, choose to help her in the way that I can, and most importantly, choose to have faith and never give up on her, right? Choose to have faith and never give up. Never give up on the fact that you will overcome whatever obstacles in your way. You know, the fourth thing is, speaking of people, get around good people. So we're lucky that we have good family, we have good friends that, you know, we can consult with and that we can rely on and things like that. So get around good people. Now, I understand that everyone doesn't have family, everyone doesn't have friends, but again, getting out in the open like this, you know, you just get around some really cool people. The fifth thing is making sure that when you have an issue in your life, that you are deliberate with making sure that you have humor and comedy injected into your day-to-day. So what do I mean by that? So humor and comedy, comedy in itself, humor, right? Laughter is going to help balance whatever it is that you may be going through. So you could be going through the worst thing. When my mom died, right? I knew the importance of making sure that I inject humor and comedy into my day-to-day, because if not, then her death would have really gotten to me, because me and my mom were like best friends, You know, this is a woman that changed my life in so many different ways. She showed me how to give back to people. She showed me how to love unconditionally, right? So I had to make it a point to watch comedy movies. I had to make it a point to, you know, go on YouTube and search for the world's funniest comedians. Go to comedy shows. Whatever you can, making sure that there's some humor and there's some laughter, because laughter heals all. It heals all. And then the other thing is, and I'm going to leave you with this, is making sure that you have love in your life, right? Love. And it starts with you loving yourself, right? So no matter what you're going through, no matter what the issue is, again, it could be a health issue, it could be a financial issue, it could be a business issue, it could be an issue with one of your children like we're experiencing, you have to love yourself first. So making sure that you love yourself, and if you love yourself, then it becomes easier for you to overcome of a lack that you might see in other areas. Because sometimes we'll get faked out and we don't realize that there's so much abundance. Like if you look at where I'm at right here, like nature has so much freaking abundance all around us that we tend to forget about that. But it's not until you start to love yourself and you realize unconditionally how much you love yourself, right? That you are one of one. You're one of one. There's no one else on this planet that's like you. So you have something extremely special about you that allows you to overcome the obstacles, that allows you to overcome the bad times, right? And then, you know, just realizing that you have to love yourself first, and then everything else falls into place behind that. All right, so hope this finds you well. I hope that if you are going through an issue right now, that you do not give up and understand that hard times, bad times don't come to stay. As I said before, they come to pass. As a matter of fact, good times tend to last better than not so good times. All right, so let me know if this has served you well. And if you're watching this during the holiday season, I wish you the best. Go watch some comedy. Go watch some humor. Get out into nature. Go take a walk. Go meditate. Go read a book. Go work on your goals. And don't think about the problem too much, and realize that it will soon get past. And as Mrs. El Precious Cohen used to say, there's always someone else who has it much worse than you do. Just realize that. I'll see you soon. Peace. Comment below. I hope this has helped you. Let me know if there's ever anything that I can do for you. If you're looking for a way to generate more financial freedom, please watch the free video that I have over at KindleCashflow.com. Get a free copy of my new book, Kindle Publishing Secrets, at that same site as well, KindleCashflow.com. We'll put the link below this video, and I wish you the best. Stay focused. Peace. You're the paper.